Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever heard the expression, clothes make the man? We all know how utterly foolish that saying is. On the one hand, some of the best-dressed people in the world are scoundrels and make no pretense of being otherwise. On the other hand, some of the godliest people who ever lived dress shabbily because they cannot do any better. How do you think John the Baptist would fare in modern American society? Matthew describes John's clothing as consisting of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins. Matthew 3:2. I have serious doubts that John would qualify for any list of best-dressed men. But Jesus Christ said concerning John, among them who are born of women, there has not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Matthew 11:11. So what one wears does not make him successful or godly or compassionate. Paul lists a number of pieces of clothing Christians must wear, not physical clothing, but attitudes and attributes we are to put on. Among these are a heart of compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Colossians 2:12. Today's lesson would be devoted to kindness. Can you think of any attitude that would do more for all human relationships than kindness? The word kindness means goodness of heart and gracious. The King James Version translates the Greek kindness, goodness, and gentleness. It is an attribute that belongs to God Almighty. Paul asked the Romans, do you think, O man, who judges them who do such things and do the same, that you shall escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Romans 2:3-4. Later in the book of Romans, Paul writes, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also shall be cut off. Romans 11:22. In all of these texts, the word translated goodness is the word I'm discussing with you. Many times in the Old Testament, the word kindness refers to God's kindness. The psalmist David wrote, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me in his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Psalm 31:21. Nehemiah realized that the Jews had been exiled to Babylon because of their refusal to honor the will of God. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and you did not forsake them. Nehemiah 9:16-17. I have a few questions I must ask all of us, your speaker included. Are we kind to strangers, to people of other races and nationalities, and to those who have abused us? Are we husbands as kind to our wives as we were before they became our wives? If we had treated our wives before they agreed to marry us as we treat them now, would they have ever agreed to marry us? Are we as kind to our wives and other family members as we are to strangers? While there is more to love than merely being kind, kindness is one of the qualities of love. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Since Jesus Christ is our perfect example, we should strive to imitate him in every aspect of our lives. Have you noticed how kind our Lord was in dealing with the Samaritan woman and the woman taken in adultery? We realize that Jesus Christ had to be very stern in rebuking sin, but he did so out of a heart of kindness. Our Lord's intention in every case was to help, not to hinder. Should we not strive to follow our Lord's example? Thank you, and may God bless you.